Coast 93.1. Boy, Ava, it would be embarrassing if you get kicked out of our grown-up prom on Saturday for wearing something inappropriate. Or worse, if we have to throw a modesty poncho on you.
If it happens, it'll happen to me.
There's a Catholic school that's considered handing out a modesty poncho. If you have a plunging neckline, plunging back opening, exposed cleavage, visible midriff, cut out beneath the traditional bra line, slits that go higher than an inch above the knee joint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whole midriff thing, that is the look this season.
You come in here just as that, you're going to be wearing a modesty poncho around the palm. Oh. Try bumping and grinding in a modesty poncho.
Yeah. Imagine it's ugly like a Handmaid's Tale cloak.
Mm-hmm. Anyone listening get kicked out of prom for what you wore? Obviously, if you were drunk, that's one reason a lot of kids have gotten kicked out. But anyone not allowed to go because of what you were wearing? 79 Coast, just curious. 792-6278. You won't believe where some of the girls went shopping for their prom dresses for this gal's prom. Oh. She's on the phone. We'll get to Michelle in just a second.
Don't you think that I don't remember that ever really being an issue, even though I never went to prom. I don't remember friends saying that. And it's kind of like, that is the style now. Whole midriff thing is, if you go to Macy's, they're all two pieces.
Right.
That is the style.
Two-piece dresses?
They're not all teased, but they're like a long skirt with a little midriffy top. Yeah.
Really?
That is. Oh. Wait till you see all the pictures.
That doesn't seem like formal wear to me.
Well, they're sparkly and pretty, but they do.
But you can also get sparkly panties. That doesn't make them appropriate to wear.
Well, that's the look. Look up prom pictures. Look at prom dresses.
Really?
They are, yes. Or they're a dress, but they have like a little cutout kind of under the rib cage. I don't know about the slit up to the hoo-hoo, but
yeah, that's too
that's
much.
A little much.
Don't forget, these are high school kids.
No, I know, but they're buying grown-up dresses.
Well, a lot of them aren't grown-ups yet.
Clearly,
or they'd be making better decisions.
That's why the moms go shopping with them, and that's why everyone leaves in tears. Oh, I saw a tearful thing at a store the other day.
About mom wouldn't let her get the prom dress she wanted? I want to look like a hoe! No, honey, you can't.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Not until you move out.
Yeah.
And I'm paying for your college tuition. Then you can hoe it up all you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michelle!
Hey!
Okay, you got to be joking about this.
No, there was a group of girls that went to one of those adult toy bookstores, whatever it is, and bought their prom dresses.
In high school?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I graduated 2003, and
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, we all were aghast by it. We were just like, you have to keep
right.
going. We all thought it was ridiculous.
How could
very
okay.
little to the imagination, but
yeah.
yeah, it was like, and they went to prom and got away with it, and it was weird, but
wow,
yeah.
What adult store is selling gowns?
Really cheesy ones.
I don't know. I grew up in Michigan, so and I lived like just north of Detroit, so spandexy, very stretchy,
right.
lots of holes
right.
in it. Yeah, we even thought it was inappropriate at our age. And
I graduated the same year as you, and I had a girlfriend at the time. Ha ha! Everyone laugh. but she went. She had like a nice gown that went down to her ankles. You know what I mean? She looked great. She was really pretty. And I don't remember if it had shoulder straps or if it didn't. But like that was the raciest it got. It was if you wore a
right.
dress to prom
yeah.
that
you
was
had
strapless.
A strapless dress. That was like. That
right.
was awesome, but straight up went to an adult store and got their
wow.
dresses there.
See, and this...
I guess it was like a big Britney Spears era, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, right. See, it's not like the good old days when mom would have to tie you into your corset and,
right,
you'd
right,
have to
right.
put a slip on and right. you had that big poof on your butt and, there was everything left to the imagination but but your cheeks, your face cheeks.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that because it just got me thinking. So.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Bye, sweetie.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.